rest of the world is starting to wake up. Yeah, I didn't sleep. I was watching Game of Thrones for a bit. Then I was watching Monty Python's Flying Circus, which we should totally watch together because you would love it. And then I was just listening to music, and I finally laid down next to you and the dog. Yeah, I'm really tired. But, like, I know this is, like, horrible to say. But, I mean, insomnia is not all that bad, right? Totally. It's a total joke. Just kidding. I mean, I got to stay up late enough to see the sunrise. And I got to see the colors change. And I got to hear the first bird call of the day. And I got to see, is it Venus on the horizon? It's a planet. I know you can see it. It's not one of those bitches. I don't know which one it is because I'm not a star person. And I got to hear the dog snore like a person. And I it's not even 6 a.m. on a Sunday, and the traffic's sold out already. I don't like that. Why can't everyone? It should be a law that nobody's allowed to do anything on a Sunday until 10 a.m. I know 10 a.m. is late. That's the point. Until brunch time, because if ever there was a time for brunch, it would be on a Sunday. It's beautiful out though. There's a little chill in the air. It's not a huge one, but it's like just a little bit. Like enough that I have to use the comforter instead of like the thinnest blanket that we have. I'm actually really surprised that you didn't wake up when I took the comforter. Because you were lying on it a little bit and I was like sneaking it out from under you. But then you moved and I was able to yank it. I was like, oh, thank God. Well, of course I didn't want you to wake up. Why would I want you to wake up, too? I know you're the love of my life. And that means I'm still about to call you dude, so. Okay, well, you know, misery loves company. Well, I'm misery, and I don't love company. By which I mean, why would I want you to be miserable? Yeah, you would have been miserable because I wasn't doing shit for the better part of 8 hours. Let's see, it's Netflixing. I was HBOing. I was listening to musicking. I wasn't doing anything. I was saying a little bit, did you hear that? I was trying to keep that quiet, I'm sorry. I really like the stillness in between cars. Like, you know, the whoosh whoosh when a car passes. But there's this moment, stoplights, between the red and the green, where you can almost ignore the engine. And you listen to the other cars go by. And it's such a clear defined moment. And you can feel that. You can see this moment, like, throughout the day, but it's usually at its peak during the night or the early morning. And I just really like the early morning, because you can tell when the rest of the world is waking up. And around here, it seems to be 5 a.m. 5 a.m. is when all the construction workers are off. Depending where they work. 5 a.m. is when the graveyard shift workers are coming home. 5 a.m. is when the bakery's open. But I think it's that line from the song. Godspeed all the bakers at dawn. Abolitions. Yeah. 5 a.m. is when the birds start to sing. They actually start to sing a little bit earlier than that. I heard one at like 5:30. Which, what are those birds that are like chirping? Are they mockingbirds? Did I tell you that I saw a mockingbird fucking attack a crow? It was insane. I'm terrified of mockingbirds. You know, one of those little sons of bitches like tried to attack me, and I ran, and it was embarrassing, and I ran from a bird. Little son of a bitch was trying to scalp me. I hate mockingbirds. They're so aggressive. They're very pretty, but they're very aggressive. That's what you could use to describe me. That's so funny. Dork. Yeah, so insomnia sucks, but there's some nice things. I don't know. It kind of feels like the air changes too. Just everything smells a little more alert, even if, you know, you've been up all night. I mean, I might not have gotten sleep, but I still gotta see some beautiful things, right? Always gotta find that silver lining. I think I'm ready to sleep now, baby. You remember, 10 a.m. I'm not gonna leave the bed until 10 a.m. and I would prefer it if you didn't either. Go back to sleep, honey. I love you.